Essentially, this was actually pointed out to me by a well-known practicing psychologist. He had a very good question indeed. He says medical aides are saying they'll pay for virtual consultations with doctors at this time, so long as the patient is assumed to have COVID-19. However, there's uncertainty whether they'll cover members who prefer to practice social distancing and opt for virtual therapy. So in other words, referring to therapy sessions with a psychologist or psychiatrist. And he went on to ask, is there a way you can clarify with the medical aides for us? So we thought we'd bring into the conversation SADAG Operations Director Cassie Chambers to give us some clarity on this issue. Cassie, good evening to you and thank you very much for your time. I think this is a very difficult time for many people, particularly those who are self-quarantining, not being able to see their psychologists and have that kind of peace of mind or go through the therapy they are generally benefiting from on an ongoing basis. I take it that some of these visits, so to speak, are now going to happen virtually online. Are medical aides prepared to deal with that?
So what we know is that there's been a lot of therapists around the country who actually do, as part of their maintenance and as part of their practice, they do online therapy sessions, even in some cases telephone sessions. Normally there's the protocol where they'll do at least one face-to-face initial session, and then if someone lives in another province or isn't able to get to the psychologist, that they have those sessions. I think now is also the time to really challenge that and to say, well, there is this need. And while we've seen a lot of psychologists put in different protocols with patients arriving, finding alternative methods for sessions, I think this is a time where we know a lot of psychologists are doing online sessions. A lot of patients have been doing that for months, if not years.
All right. So I take it the infrastructure is in place for that. And are medical aides paying the exact same fees that would be due to the psychologist or psychiatrist, even if the therapy is a virtual session?
So I think it all depends, again, on what plan you're on whichever medical aid or if it's a PMB. I do know that depending on the coding that the psychologist uses as well, depending on what kind of psychotherapy or treatment, for example, if it's for anxiety or depression or bipolar. So I think that's where it comes to specific protocols. But to date, we haven't picked up any issues. And I think this is a great opportunity to open up to the public with real lived experience. If they have had claims rejected, if there's been psychologists that have issues before, this would be the perfect time to make sure that we ease those processes and have it in place so that we ensure that people with a mental health condition can continue getting help, especially during this time of isolation, so that we don't see any negative impacts on their mental health going forward.
I perceive that the medical aides may have a problem with the issue of fraud here and say, well, it's easy for us to track a patient who goes through to medical practice to receive this treatment, whereas it's more difficult to prove that a call was made via Skype or on a WhatsApp line, for example, to prove that there was indeed a consultation.
There is, and I think that there are certain protocols, perhaps even within practices, or even the SISA, which is the Association for Psychologists, that can actually define for us on the exact protocols that they have in place. We know that there are also protocols with regards to the HPCSA that actually guides online sessions and who can do online therapy. So I think it's important that those kind of measures are taken, and I think it all comes into the motivation and the coding that is actually given to the different medical aides. I mean, we always get issues from patients and, you know, who always say, I was rejected for this, or I've had a problem with accessing. And sometimes it could be due to the admin or the paperwork, and that's why it's so important for us to advocate for that. So I think it's important to know what are the kinds of issues that patients are having. To date, we have seen a lot more psychologists actually promoting that they can do online sessions and have been going forward with that.
Give me a sense of this. I mean, we've spoken about quarantine. In some cases, it's self-isolation. Do you perceive that there are going to be lots more people who are struggling, not with just ordinary conditions like depression, which we see more and more, but people who have perhaps not exhibited symptoms of a mental health complaint before, but may feel terribly isolated by this process of quarantine and may need mental health sessions with a psychologist?
Definitely. I think in the last few days, there's been a lot of panic and anxiety. A lot of people feel overwhelmed. It's a scary time. We're all figuring this out. We're watching the news. So anyone who already had a mental health condition, a lot of this anxiety and panic could actually make them feel worse But for a lot of people, it would be normal if they didn't have a pre-existing mental health issue for them to start feeling really anxious, very overwhelmed. That might actually escalate into something more severe like anxiety and depression. So that's why it's important during this time to, again, especially when you're in self-isolation, is to read more up about self-help techniques, making sure that you're taking care of your wellness at the same time so that it doesn't lead to anything more serious, especially when people are already having restrictions on traveling and access and going out. I think we have to take extra care of mental health as well.
Thank you very much for filling us in there, Cassie Chambers. She's the SADAG Operations Director, South African Depression and Anxiety Group. And Cassie raised an important question. What have been your experiences in regard to this? Have you had a virtual session with your therapist in the past, or now that the coronavirus spread is a reality and you prefer to quarantine at home? Has it proven to be more convenient for you, more effective than actually going out to a mental health practice where a psychologist can help you? The other issue is, have you had any denials from your medical aid? Have they said to you, we're not paying for this because it's a virtual session and it isn't considered a normal session as you know, a face-to-face session that you would normally attend? You know, have you had any difficulties in regard to the admin around that? Give us a call on 011 883 0702.